What is going on? You are listening to Rich on Tech Live. This is the show where we talk tech, give you the inside scoop on useful tech news, apps, and websites. Plus, I help you get the most out of your gadgets by answering your tech questions live. Hey there, I'm Rich DeMuro, tech reporter at KTLA TV in Los Angeles. You can learn more about me at richontech.tv. Welcome to everyone watching on Facebook Live, and welcome to you listening no matter where you are. So happy you joined me today. On the show today, we are going to talk iPhone X upgrade deals. We're going to talk about Amazon's new security camera and the program where they drop off packages in your house. Are you ready for that? Plus, I've got a new travel website that rewards you for booking with gift cards. And I'm going to have some Halloween Easter eggs that you can use with Alexa. These are going to be a lot of fun. Phone lines will be open in just a moment. You can call in with your questions at 310-594-3003. 310-594-3003. So if you're watching this live, you know that today is the big day for the iPhone pre-orders. Well, I should say tonight, Friday, October 27th. And let's talk about the iPhone X. So iPhone X goes on sale next Friday in the stores, but you can pre-order it starting Friday, October 27th. So some of you will be listening after that, but some of you are listening right now. So here's the deal. iPhone X, you know, I played with it. My video on Facebook did 22 million views. So man, there are a lot of people interested in this thing. It'll be available in silver and gray in 64 gigs and 256 gigs. So that $1,000 price you're seeing, that's for the 64 gig model. If you want to bump up, I don't know what the price is, but I think it's like $1,150 for the 256 gig. Woo! It's a lot of money here, folks. Now, Apple would like you to buy the phone through the Apple iPhone upgrade program. Okay, this is available at their Apple stores, basically, and Apple.com. That will cost you $50 a month. Okay, and I'm going to go over all the carriers. I'm going to go over AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and also Apple's programs as well. So Apple also has a iPhone trade-up program, so you can trade in your eligible smartphone for up to $375 in credit to lower the cost of the new phone. And I'm kind of both ways on that, because I love using your old phone to upgrade, but most people don't have a paid-off old phone, which is part of the problem. And also, it's really nice. The beauty of iPhones is that they hold their value really well. So it's kind of nice that you can give your phone to someone else in your family like I usually do. Because iPhones, even after the generation, the new one comes out, the old ones are still pretty good. So now, that's just the phone itself. Don't think that when you walk out of that Apple store, you're only going to be buying that phone. You're going to be getting some accessories as well. So let me tell you about the new accessories that Apple has for the iPhone X. Leather and silicone cases available in various colors. Those start at $40. Then you've got a brand new leather case, which is the iPhone X leather folio. That's going to be $100, so 10% of the price of the phone for a case. Then they also have lightning docks for $50. So that's from Apple. Now let's talk about what AT&T is doing. So as far as I can see, not much. I don't have anything on them just yet for what they're doing specifically for the iPhone, but they're doing the orderings tonight at 3 a.m., October 27th. So 3 a.m. Eastern time, October 27th for the pre-orders at AT&T. Let's see, for delivery. And they say iPhone X will be amazing for watching DirecTV Now and all the entertainment you love. And I am a subscriber to DirecTV Now, so I can say it's a good little program. I pay $35 a month because I'm grandfathered in from like day one. So yeah, their payment is $33.34 times 30 months. So if you want it on AT&T, there you go. Let's talk Verizon. So Verizon, let's see, they're doing the pre-orders again, Friday, October 27th. They'll be available through the My Verizon app. They're really trying to get you to buy a phone through their app, which is kind of weird. So you can get up to, so their deal at Verizon is that you can get up to $300 back on an iPhone X with device payment when you sign up for Verizon Unlimited and trade in a select phone for a limited time. So I always tell people that the best time to buy a phone is when the phone first goes on sale, because that's when the carriers have the best deals. And it's always like that. So you wait a couple of weeks and you know, these deals go away. So I always recommend that if you think you want this, it really is the best time because right now you're getting that $300 trade-in promo credit. That's pretty good. So let me tell you about this with Verizon because there's a little bit of a catch and I figured out something interesting about them. So Verizon has, so it's $1,000 minus your $300 trade-in promo credit. And they apply that over 24 months. So let's actually do the math on that. So if you take $300 divided by 24, so you get $12.50 off the price of the phone each month. And if we know our math, it's $50 minus, what did I just say it was? $50 minus $12.50. So 50 minus $12.50 would be $37.50. And that's giving up your old phone. Now, here's the caveat in all of this stuff. When you return your old phone is probably worth more than $300. Now, sometimes they're not, which is the best part of this deal. So if you have a super old phone, it's actually better to get that $300 promo credit because what they're doing is Verizon is taking a little bit of a hit there. They just want to get you on that new phone. So they're going to give you more than your phone is actually worth. So you got to kind of weigh the pros and cons. If you have an iPhone 7, it's probably worth more than $300. So if I go to, if I go to Gazelle.com, which is kind of a trade-in recycling site. And this one really does not give you that much for your phone, but it's really easy to get rid of your phone through this website, gazelle.com. So if I go iPhone 7 Plus, let's say it's on AT&T and it's a standard 32 gig phone, they are going to give me, and I'm in good condition, oh wow, they're going to give me $280. So Verizon is actually a better deal in that scenario. So that is a pretty good deal, $300 for the old one. Now, here's the thing. I did talk to Verizon and I asked them about this. I said, hey, that 24-month credit thing, what if I pay off my phone early? And they said, no dice. You lose the extra credits. So you have to use your phone over 24 months and in order to get those credits. So that's kind of a catch. It's not a contract, but what they're saying is basically if you pay off your phone early, then they're not going to give you that money off every month. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It's basically a way of keeping you on Verizon as long as you can. Okay, let's see here. So T-Mobile. Okay, starting Friday, customers who trade in their qualifying iPhone will get up to $300 off their new iPhone 10 or 8 or 8 Plus via 24-month credits on T-Mobile's interest-free installment plan. So again, T-Mobile is doing the same thing. You have to stay on their installment plan for 24 months to get that credit every month. If you don't, guess what? You lose the rest of the credit. So iPhone 10 customers can get in on T-Mobile's new iPhone upgrade program. So down the road, let's say you want to upgrade from the iPhone 10, even though you just got it, customers can trade in their iPhone 10 when it's 50% paid off. So if you go to 24 months, basically that'd be 12 months from now. So another year if you want to get the new iPhone 10, which maybe it'll be the iPhone 11, I guess. T-Mobile will wipe out your remaining payments. So you can upgrade to the next iPhone. And yeah, I mean, let's see. So that'd be worth $500. It's so confusing, isn't it? It's so confusing. So here's the equipment installation plan on T-Mobile. If you do a 64 gigabyte phone and you put down $280, you get the phone for $30 a month. If you do their jump on demand, which is zero down for a 64 gig, that's going to be $41.56 a month. Now, I emailed T-Mobile and I said, hey, what the heck is the difference between the T-Mobile equipment installation installment plan and the jump on demand plan? And here's the answer I got. So let me get my friend here. Let's see. Here's the answer I got, okay? So the difference is iPhone upgrade program. That's like the best program they have, okay? T-Mobile, it's the simplest way. Basically, you, okay, blah, blah, blah. So that's it. So you, okay. Yeah, that's it. You get the new phone for the price, plus you get up to $300 off your new phone via 24 monthly installments. So T-Mobile, okay, so that's the iPhone upgrade program. Then there's the equipment installation plan, which is interest-free for 24 months. Then there's the jump on demand, when you get the option to get a new device every 30 days if you're on an 18-month agreement. That's basically a lease. That is not a purchase of the phone. So the other plans, you can basically purchase the phone. The jump on demand, you are leasing the phone, okay? Wow, so complicated. And I'm not going to go over Sprint because I'm not really recommending Sprint right now. Let's see. I know that's mean, right? Let me look up. Let me see what Sprint's doing. But you know, the other thing about Sprint is they're going to be merging with T-Mobile. It sounds like anyway. So I don't see any special deal on Sprint. All I know is that Sprint. Okay, So you can save $350 by trading in your old phone. That's pretty good. So, and you can upgrade every 12 months. Okay. So they're doing a pretty good, it's very competitive. But here's the thing. I have gone into these stores and I don't understand it 90% of the time. I'm sitting there talking to the representative and I just, my eyes are glazing over. I just don't understand. So if I don't understand it, I feel bad for you guys because this is my life and that's all I'm doing is going through these things. And I just like, I literally don't understand. When I bought my wife's phone on AT&T, I bought it on one of those installment plans and I could not understand what I was doing. I was like, all right, fine. At the end of the day, I'm just going to sign and we'll see what happens. And I ended up paying it off and it was fine, but it was so confusing. So anyway, there you have it, iPhone 10. A lot of people waiting for this phone. It's going to be huge next week. You're going to hear me talk a lot about it. So I apologize in advance. Next week's going to be an iPhone week. So just so you know. All right, we got a lot going on the show. So you guys stick around both online and on Facebook Live. Man, we got so much more to talk about. I'm going to talk about Amazon's new security camera. Also, we've got Amazon's new service that lets delivery people open your front door and place your package inside. Are you ready for that? I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that one. We got to talk about it. Plus, we'll have your phone calls with your tech questions. The phone number is 310-594-3003. 310-594-3003. You are listening to Rich on Tech Live. I'm Rich DeMuro. I'll be back with you in just a bit. Welcome back to Rich on Tech Live. I'm Rich DeMuro. This is a show where we talk about technology and give you some inside scoop on all the cool stuff happening in the tech world. Taking your calls live at 310-594-3003. And on the line, we've got a caller from 440-440. You're on with Rich.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing good. So,
who am I speaking with?
Nick.
Nick. Where are you calling from? I don't know where that 440 is.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow. Cleveland. Are you watching on Fox 8, I hope?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, the tech report.
All right. What's going on, Nick?
So I'm going to pre-order the iPhone 10 actually tomorrow, basically. So I'm trying to figure out, should I get the Belkin charging pad or the Mophie one? I wonder which one would be better for charging the iPhone 10.
Ooh, that's a good question. So I've got the, hang on, let me put over here. I've got the Belkin on my desk here, and I've got the Mophie on my desk at work. So, you know, I haven't really noticed a huge difference between them. I mean, I think that the thing about the phone is that you do have to hit a sweet spot when you charge it. So, and Nick is referring to the new wireless charging capability of both the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10. Now, I don't have iPhone 10 in my hands just yet, but I do have the iPhone 8 and it does have the wireless charging and I love it. So, you know, how much are the prices any different on them?
I think they're pretty much the same, the Belkin and the Mophie.
So it really comes down to a matter of personal preference. And the only thing, now I will say, I'm noticing on the Belkin, there is a little indicator light, which I kind of like because it tells me that my phone has hit the sweet spot and that it's lighting up. So I know, and I don't remember seeing that on the other one. So that might push me forward because if you don't hit the sweet spot on these phones and you get it settled just right on the charging pad, it will sit there and not charge. And you don't want that to happen. So,
right. Yeah.
But as you know, aesthetically, the Belkin is white and the Mophie is black as far as I know. I don't know if they come in different colors, but those are the colors I have. So, okay. And they're both basically the same. I mean, I'm just thinking back to putting my phone on my desk, and I don't remember seeing it light up at all in any way. So, I mean, your phone obviously comes to life for a second to know that it's on, that it's charging. But I like the indicator light on the Belkin. So that might push me over to the Belkin if I'm going to choose one. So, you know, these companies send these things to me to try out. So that's kind of why I have both of them right now, because they both wanted me to see how their charging system works. But I think that would be a defining factor for me with the Belkin one is the little light, because the indicator light, you can't really discount the importance of not having to kind of mess with your phone every couple of minutes to make sure that it's still charging. So that's what I'd go for.
Okay.
Cool. You excited?
I am very excited for the iPhone 10. Yeah, I'll be up pre-ordering it online.
So what's the deal with the pre-order? Because I'm not doing that. So what's the deal with that? What's the, I mean, hold on, hang on here. What's the deal with that? So it's 3 a.m.?
I think, yeah, it's 3 a.m., yeah, for the East Coast, and then West Coast, I think it's 12 a.m.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so 3 a.m. for East Coast, so I'll be up. The reason I want to pre-order it, because I don't know if it's going to sell out, and then before I get to, like, a store, and I won't be able to get it until 2018.
Yeah,
so
no.
That's why I want to have it.
I agree. You got this thing. I don't have any inside knowledge on this. I don't know anything more than anyone else, but I have a feeling this is going to be very tough to get. So I would say, yeah, this is going to be tough. So it's weird because I think it's interesting for people to pre-order stuff that they've never seen before. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's you got to do it. You know what I mean? If you know
because
you want
I've never pre-ordered a phone before until when I saw the iPhone 10. It was a brand new, pre-order a phone.
Yeah, well, and you know, a lot of people order them because they kind of know what they're going to get with Apple. It's going to be good. It's not, it's going to be high quality. And believe me, I played with this thing and, I played with it at the Apple event and it was great. And believe me, it was very nice. And for a first generation phone of this quality and kind of what they've done here, it's pretty darn nice. And I love the size because it's in between the 8 and the 8 Plus. So it's a really nice size too.
See, I like it too because I have a 7 Plus right now, which is like a 5.5 inch screen display. With the 10, you get a regular size phone and more screen in the Plus.
Yep.
It's like, what's not to like?
Yeah, exactly, because it takes up much more of the screen. So I think you're going to love it. I'm looking forward to playing with it next week. I can't wait. It's weird because, I go to these Apple events and I get to play with this stuff, but it's like a whirlwind. You know what I mean? You get it so fast and it's like they take it out of your hand and then you're like, okay. And then people are asking me questions like, well, wait, how was the screen? Was it brighter? Was it this? And I'm like, oh, I can't remember because it was so fast. It all happened so fast. But I do remember being very impressed with a first generation kind of bezel-less phone from Apple. So it's going to take a little getting used to the new swipe functionality, but I think you're going to be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, Nick, I appreciate it. Thanks for watching out there in Cleveland, Ohio. And let's just go right to our next caller in the 262 area code. 262, you are on with Rich.
Nick, I appreciate it. Thanks for watching out there.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Please lower your radio behind you so I can hear you properly.
262 area code. 262, you are on with Rich.
Okay. We can't get that one, so we're going to go to 805. 805, you are on with Rich.
Hey, Rich, do you have a quick question for you? This is JR from Camarillo.
Hey, JR.
I've got a new Apple 8 64 gig, and I've been hearing these really strange train sounds coming from the device. Not touching it, but you just hear like a train horn. Have you heard anything like that?
A train, like a notification sound?
Yeah, like a notification sound, but I've got no applications open or anything. Hmm. And I've heard it like three times.
The only thing I can think of is, because it's funny, because I just heard a sound like that on my phone the other day, and I think it's Facebook. I think Facebook might be serving up that sound, because I don't have notifications generally turned on my phone, but I think Facebook is doing that. So I don't know, maybe the commenters on Facebook Live will join in, but I've noticed with my phone, now I wear an Apple Watch, so it's kind of weird. Sometimes I see basically what I'm saying is sometimes I've heard noises coming from my phone and I look at it and I don't see a notification associated with it. So
exactly.
I'm kind of confused. Exactly. I don't think you were hacked. I don't think, the only thing I would say is go into your notifications and turn off Facebook notifications fully and see if that helps. But I think I'm like kind of sure that that's what I've been hearing on Facebook as well. So hopefully that helps. I mean, unless Apple's playing some prank on us and giving us the train whoosh.
yeah, that's strange because, like I said, I checked on Apple support the other day on it when I first heard it, and they're saying that it's been told before that people are hearing these sounds.
That's weird.
So I don't know. Maybe some kind of software glitch.
Yeah, I know the only glitch I did hear of was the glitch that made the audio crackly from the speaker or the headset of the phone. You know, if you have your ear up to the head, the earpiece. And my phone actually did have that problem, and they did fix it with a software update, so I don't hear that anymore. So that could be it, JR. But man, what a weird thing. I know when you hear a notification sound that you're not familiar with, you're like, wait, what's going on? And if you don't see it, it's really confusing. So great question. Thanks for calling from Camarillo. So who is ready to have Amazon open your front door? Amazon announced two things this week that are really strange, but also kind of interesting. So the first is a cloud camera. So they're now competing with the Nests of the world, the Logitech Circle Cam. And this is a $120 camera that works with Alexa, and it features HD resolution, night vision, two-way audio, 24/7 live stream, and algorithms that detect motion. And the cool thing about this is that you can say, Alexa, show me my blank cam, you know, whatever you call it. And you'll just see it right on your, if you have an Alexa show, or if you have an Echo Spot, or if you have a Fire TV or a Fire tablet. So that's really cool. So, this is a competitive place now. These home security cameras, I've got a couple of them and I love them. They're just great. They really are nice. They give you peace of mind. You can record 24/7. You can go back and see what's going on. What I like about this one, let's take a look at the, it basically comes with the essentials for keeping an eye on your home, including access to the last 24 hours of clips. So that's an advantage right there. If you get a Nest camera, they do not give you access to the last 24 hours. It's literally just a live stream. So if you wanted to go back and see something that happened, you couldn't unless you pay. So with the Amazon one, you're actually getting a free day worth of going back. Now, if something were to ever happen in your home, and hopefully it doesn't, this would come in handy because you would get to see, review what happened with the camera. And so you can go back for 24 hours and that's free. So basic here. So if you want to get 30 days, if you want to get more than just 24 hours, you can get $7 a month for basic. That gives you 7 days for up to 3 cameras. Extended gives you $10 a month for 14 days, and Pro gives you $20 a month for 30 days for up to 10 cameras. So this is very competitive. And yes, I apologize to the folks on the live stream for saying that word with the A, not Amazon, the other one, because I know it activates everything. So sorry, I normally don't do that. But this is very competitive. I pay, I think, $75 a year for just one Nest Cam for the, I think it's 10 days. So this is big. Amazon is really trying to get into this space. So, but here's what they really want you to do. Amazon wants you to let their service people open up your door. So their delivery people, this is a new service called Amazon Key. I'm sure you've heard of this because it's been talked about in the news a lot. But this is going to be available in 37 cities across the US, including Los Angeles and many others. And it will grant your access to your house when the delivery person comes, but not just delivery people. Also, all the other things that Amazon is trying to sell on their service, on their site now, including maid service, dog walking service, and also professional services like, you know, hanging a camera or maybe mounting your camera or mounting your TV. But again, the camera is called the Amazon Cloud Cam. And here's the deal. Starting November 8th, when you order on Amazon, if you have this new Amazon Key program, literally, when you're checking out, you select in-home delivery. So instead of saying one day, 2 day, same day, you say in-home. And they will come to your house. And Amazon is not doing this. They don't get access to your house through a key. What you have to do is you have to replace the lock on your door with a special smart lock. And that this starts at $250, by the way. Not cheap. So you get a smart lock. And what happens is when the delivery driver gets near your home, they request access. Amazon verifies via GPS that they're at your house. And then the cloud cam, which I just told you about, starts recording, and then your door is unlocked. So no access codes or keys are ever provided to delivery drivers. And you also get Amazon's happiness guarantee. And some folks on the chat are saying that we don't get 24/7 live stream with the, you get 24 hours of clips. So I'm not sure with the camera what that means with clips. So I guess maybe every time it sees motion, it will make a little, it'll trigger a recording. So you might not be able to scrub back the whole 24 hours. So, but yeah, the Amazon Key is really fascinating to me. So the, the other thing you could do, not just get your package. So basically they open your door, they slip your package inside, the camera records it, it sends you a little notification on your phone that says, hey, your package was delivered. Here's a video of it. Here's proof. And then they close your door and they walk away. And this, okay, so why does Amazon want to do this? Well, because a lot of times what happens with Amazon is Amazon no longer requires deliveries on like 99% of things you buy from them, even if it's an expensive item, which is crazy. But the problem is Amazon's numbers people have crunched the numbers and said, you know what? It's cheaper for us to send out another $500 gadget than to request a signature because that takes time and energy. So they just figure it's all built into the price of the products nowadays. And what they're saying is with this new program, they can cut down on the shrinkage, as they call it, which is basically theft, packages stolen from front doors. And Amazon has done the numbers. Believe me, they're a data-driven company. They know that people are going to do this and it's going to be better for them. So the other thing you can do once you have this is that you can also get a maid service from Merry Maids, pet sitters and dog walkers from Rover, and also 1,200 services from other providers across 60 professions. So basically what I'm saying is if you need your toilet unclogged while you're at work, let's say you leave for work in the morning, the toilet's clogged, you literally request a plumber through Amazon. They will come to your house, open your front door, do whatever they need to do, and walk out. How crazy is that? This is the world that we live in today. Just amazing. Amazon, Amazon Key, and Amazon Cloud Cam. Who's going to be signing up? Tell me how it goes for you. You're listening to Rich on Tech Live. More of your calls after this. Plus, I'm going to talk about a new travel website that rewards you for booking through them with gift cards. Plus, I've got a great video editing app for your phone, both iPhone and Android. So stay around for that. And I'll have more of your calls after this at 310-594-3003. 310-594-3003. More of Rich on Tech Live after this. Welcome back to Rich on Tech Live. I'm Rich DeMuro, talking tech with you on this wonderful day. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. And more about me at richontech.tv. We've got a caller now from the 909 area code. 909, you are on with Rich. What's on your mind today?
I got another quick question for you.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I just finally got around to hooking up my Xbox One, and I don't have enough HDMI hookups in the back of my TV. Now, I know they make these 4 and 5 into 1 deals, but does anybody make one that's, you know, that like switches automatically when the unit is on?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so, because the problem is that would be expensive. I mean, these systems, you know, you're referring to, it's like, I think it's called CEC, which is like component control or something like that. But basically all the new gadgets like an Apple TV will, when you press it, you know, when you press the power button on the Apple TV remote, it will turn on your TV and tune it to the right input, HDMI input. So that's kind of what you're referring to. I don't know of one of those that does that. The best place to look for something like that, Sam, is monoprice.com. The only other thing I could recommend is maybe look for one that has a remote control. I know a lot of them have little remotes, but from what I've seen, all of these HDMI switchers are about $50 and they're all pretty cheap. And, you know, the one that you decide to get, you know, it could be good, it could be bad. It's just, you got to kind of look at the reviews and see what people like. But, I don't know one that switches by itself off the top of my head, but I think that the best place you would go to find that would be something like Monoprice. The reality is with the, I know if you have an older TV and you know, the HDMI ports are kind of at a premium, it could be a challenge. And it's weird because with my old TV, I almost got one of those switchers, but I wanted to do anything possible to avoid those switchers because it's not a clean setup. I like a clean setup. So my father-in-law, he actually has one, and you know, he's got I think it's a push button or it could have a remote. I'm not really sure, but he likes it. It's great. I mean, he wanted it because he was going from Fire TV to Apple TV. He had some shows on one, some shows on the other, but I think he's settled on Fire TV. He likes that slightly better than the Apple TV because it's faster. Good question, Sam. 310-594-3003. 310-594-3003. Phone lines are open. So let me tell you about this new website called Upside.com. This is a new travel website, and it's from the guy who founded Priceline.com. Remember that website, Priceline? I was one of the first people ever to use Priceline, by the way. I was in a Priceline ad back in the day, if you can believe it, because I heard about this website, Priceline.com, and I bought tickets to Vegas, two tickets via plane for $20 each because I named my own price. And I thought this was amazing. I told everyone I knew about it and no one believed me, right? And then they emailed a bunch of people that use this website first, you know, Priceline, and they said, hey, will you send in a picture? We want to use you guys in an ad. So I sent in my picture, and next thing you know, I'm in USA Today, my little tiny picture. And I asked Jay, I interviewed him recently, and I said, hey, do you remember those ads? I was in it. And he said, oh my gosh, I do. Anyway, he's back with a new website called Upside.com. And the difference with this website is that they give you a gift card for booking through them. So today I looked at a flight. It was a standard price, same price as it was on every other website. But with this Upside.com, if you book through there, you basically get a $10 Amazon gift card. So why not? You know, if you can get something extra. So here's the deal. They've got a couple of things that they do differently. They have this new big data travel engine. So it shows you the top six flight choices and the top six hotel choices that when you buy them together, save you money and help you on your business trip. So this is mainly for business travelers. That's kind of what they're doing. So they, you know, it's like basically when I book, because I book my own flights for work and it's a lot of work. You're always comparing, you know, this and that. So I noticed today when I went on Upside and kind of looked up a sample flight, it kind of picked times at the, like the top flights were like the perfect times for business travelers. Like they're not going to give you a red eye. They're going to give you like the flight was at a perfect time in the morning, perfect time in the afternoon. And I thought it was great. And it was really fast to kind of find my flights. So when you purchase a trip, you get a gift card at Amazon or 50 other retailers. And once you select your flight in your hotel, they actually show you another kind of itinerary that might save you some money or get you a bigger gift card. So I'm guessing on the back end, they've got some deals with certain hotels where you're like, hey, I want to book a Westin. And you kind of go through the whole flow of booking. And then at the end, before you press book, they say, hey, by the way, if you stay at a, let's see, because Marriott's the same. Let's see, Westin. Oh, if you stay at a Hyatt, we'll give you an extra $20 on your gift card because they have a deal with that Hyatt. So that's what I'm guessing they're doing. I don't know that to be true, but that would make sense. That's a great business model, by the way, because when it comes to booking hotel rooms, I mean, realistically, they're kind of all the same. Let's be honest. If you're staying at a standard hotel room like a Hampton Inn, I mean, what's the difference between that and a Residence Inn? Not much. I personally like Hampton Inns better, but that's my favorite cheap hotel, by the way. And it's not even that cheap anymore. It used to be like $100 a night. Now it's like, I've seen them for like $200-$300. I'm like, what? For a Hampton? You also get your frequent flyer miles, no worries, credit card points. But here's the other thing they do at Upside.com. They also give you a 24/7 concierge level customer service by phone, chat, and text. So basically you have the same customer service that you would get if you were traveling on a big corporate budget. So I think it's really interesting and you can still cancel all your flights and everything and your, well, your flights obviously have all these crazy rules, but the hotel rooms are not sort of prepaid, so you're good. You can still cancel them and change them if you need to. There it is, Upside.com. It's meant for kind of entrepreneurs, small businesses, people that don't have the giant Concurs of the world. So that's what we use at our work is Concur, which is kind of a big corporate travel company. Funny, I was in Cabo and who is partying like crazy, having a giant party at my hotel, but Concur, the big company that I have to justify all of my expense reports to. So I'm sitting there in Cabo on vacation, and I go up to the Concur people. I'm like, oh, you guys are having a nice, big, fun party, and I got to justify my $3 Starbucks to your software program? Thank you very much. And they laughed. But that's what it is. It's all like algorithmic. It's like it kind of looks through your expense report and makes you justify things that it thinks are sort of out of the norm. 310-594-3003 is the phone number. The lines are open. You can call in right now, 310-594-3003. Let me tell you about a cool app that I am just digging. I was on this panel last week, and you know, we asked the panelists kind of some of their tools and tricks and tips and all that good stuff, and this one was really cool, and I never even heard of it. It's called Video Shop, and this lets you edit video on your iPhone or your Android. Video Shop is the app, and basically, Video Shop is $2. I bought it for the iPhone, and it's also for Android. So $2, and it does everything. I mean, from what I've seen, this is really full-featured. So check it out. It lets you do sound effects. It lets you do music. You can trim out little parts of the video you don't want. You can do slow motion, combine clips, reverse, duplicate, subtitles, animated titles, filters, transitions, photos. And it's really cool. I used it the other day to make a little compilation video on Snapchat. I took like five little pictures and put them together. It was so easy. Video Shop is the website. And by the way, I'll put all this stuff on the on my website, richontech.tv. I have show notes for each podcast, and you can see them there. All right, 310, you're on with Rich. 310, what's going on? Who am I talking to?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Roxanne.
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 How you doing today?
Yeah. Thanks, Rich. I love your live tweets. I love it.
Cool.
I have a question. I'm okay. I'm a little concerned about, I have an iPhone 6S Plus, which I love. I edit, and I even edit on the phone. It's really great. It comes with the iMovie. But I noticed the latest OS upgrade. I know I'll have to get a new phone soon. I noticed that my phone drains faster. My battery drains faster. And I don't know if that's because the OS update, or it's just my phone is aging, or...
Well, it's probably a little bit of both. Now, have you done all the updates that have come out? Because there's been like four of them, I think, or three.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've done them all.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you've restarted your phone, and it still happens? It drains like faster, like significantly faster than you remember?
After, you know, I power cycle like crazy, and it's still draining. And it's funny because I just bought a 5K, my 5K Retina Apple, my iMac, it's great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It really sinks in, and it seems like it's, they're great. And it seems like it's even, maybe it's also, I don't know, because it's really changed because the iPhone and the computer, you know, they sink in like automatically. And maybe that's it too. I don't know if that's all in my mind or what.
Well, okay, what do you mean they sync automatically? Are you plugging it into sync? Or are you doing wireless sync?
Well, I guess I do both.
Well, if you're doing wireless sync, you know, through iTunes, that could be draining the battery if it's sitting next to your computer all day and it's doing that like over and over. It could be a couple things. So here's what I recommend. So first off, I think that you have to go through your phone, and it could be because your phone is aging a little bit. You said this was a 6S or a 6?
6S Plus.
Okay, 6S Plus. I mean, that's really not that old, so you should not have problems. The only thing, when did you get this phone? Like, did you buy it when it first came out, like the first day?
No, I bought it last year in August.
Okay, so you didn't get one of the first batches, because the first batch of 6S devices were definitely recalled because of battery issues. My wife's was part of that, and I brought it to the Apple store, and they gave her a new battery. So I would go on the website, go on Apple. Okay. Let me tell you what to search, okay? So go to Apple Battery Replacement, okay? Apple Battery Recall. Let me see if that brings it up.
Recall.
So if you go to, okay, here it is. So iPhone 6S program for unexpected shutdown issues. Now this just says 6S, but I'm not sure if it means 6S and 6S Plus. Put in your serial number, okay? And it will tell you if your battery is one of the recalled batteries. Now, I put in my wife's serial number, and boom, it was immediately recalled. I brought it into the Apple store. 2 days later, she had not a brand new phone, but they just replaced the battery. And what would happen is, a telltale sign is that your battery drains really fast. And it could be that. It could be just something else on your phone after the upgrade. But what I'd recommend to do, Roxanne, is look at that first off. And then the second thing I would do is I would look at what you have installed on your phone. So go through, get rid of all the apps you don't need, reset your phone, see if that helps. And then the third thing I would do is go through in your settings and look at your location services and make sure all the apps that you think don't need access to your location all the time, set that to only when using this app. And hopefully that helps. Otherwise, you can go nuclear on it and you can wipe the entire phone. And then you can start over and install everything once again on the phone. So hopefully that helps. I know your 6S should not be breaking down at this point. I mean, it's not that old. So, and the new update, I mean, yeah, you might take a little battery hit, but it shouldn't be that bad. I think something's hanging up on this phone. So Good question, Roxanne. Thanks so much for calling in today. I appreciate it. All right, coming up, more of your calls at 310-594-3003. We're going to check social media, and we'll wrap it up. You're listening to Rich on Tech Live. I'm Rich DeMiro. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rich on Tech Live. I'm your host, Rich DeMuro. We are talking about technology and taking your calls live at 310-594-3003. Thanks for joining me today. It's been a blast. 310-594-3003. Let's go to the 909 area code. 909, you're on with Rich. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Arvella.
Arvella, how are you doing today?
Doing good, thank you. I have a question.
Sure.
Got a Samsung 50-inch smart TV about 4 years ago. And a couple months ago, all of a sudden the picture went dark. So I believe if they have picture tubes, whatever nowadays they have, must be burnt out. I still had full audio.
Okay.
My question is, in that it was only 4 years old, do you have a recommendation on a TV that, I went online, and this is apparently a common problem.
Well, okay, let me just tell you one thing real quick about the common, because I see this a lot, like, basically, okay. Anything you search online, you'll find someone that had the same thing happen. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a common thing. Like, I will look for the most minute things that are happening with my gadgets, and like someone will say that this similar thing happened. So it doesn't mean it's necessarily common, but yes, someone could have experienced it. But the whole, okay, so the screen is dark, and yes. But you still hear sound. What can I help you with?
A recommendation, maybe, on a brand that I thought Samsung's were supposedly good. Also, I hear Sony's are good, but 4 years for a TV.
Yeah, no way.
50-inch.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that exactly. A TV does not last. No, 4 years is a lifetime of a TV is way longer. I had my Vizio for, I think, 6 years, and it was still just perfect.
Exactly.
And now my newer TVs, they're going, you know, they're a little bit, you know, they're a little bit newer, but they're just fine. No, a TV should last longer. Was there anything that happened to this TV? Did it get dropped? Did it get water? Anything that could have been weird about it?
No, I was just sitting there watching it. It was actually on, and all of a sudden the screen went dark.
Okay, so now some people in the past have said that this could be an overheating problem. It could. Have you tried spraying some canned air into the back of it, cleaning it out?
I have not.
Okay, so that could be one thing. So what I do first is, I mean, do you like this TV, or are you fine with buying a new TV? Because new TVs are not that expensive these days, although I feel like I understand that you feel a little bit burned by getting a TV that's only 4 years old and you got to pay for a new one. So are you just want to get a new one and cut your losses, or do you want to try to make this thing work?
I don't want to pay for repairmen because at that point,
yeah, exactly. I understand, because if you pay for repair, that's $300-$400.
Exactly.
You can get a new TV for that price. So here's my rankings of TVs. So if you want the best value in a TV, I would recommend going with a Vizio. So I have a Vizio as my main TV. It's fantastic. I mean, the colors, when I compare it to my Sony TV, are definitely not as good. It's just not as good quality. But does that mean that when people come to my house, they're like, "Ugh, this TV is horrendous"? No, no, you don't notice if you're not looking at them face to, you know, side by side. But once you see a Sony, you will say, "Oh my gosh, you know, this is crazy how much better it is." So what I think at the pinnacle, at the top, is definitely Sony, and then after that, I would say that LG and Samsung are both really good. Now, you don't want to get another Samsung because you already feel like you've gotten burned by them. So that leaves LG. So Sony's going to be really expensive, so you probably don't want that one. I would probably recommend an LG or a Vizio. I mean, I think Vizio, I can't recommend Vizio enough. I was actually the first person in the nation to recommend and showcase Vizio on the Today Show going back 10 years now. Can you believe that? And I'll never forget. I couldn't believe it, because I was at CNET at the time, and I remember this guy at Vizio emailing me and saying, "Hey, this is a 42-inch TV for $2,000. And at the time, every other TV that I had tested was like closer to $3,000 or $4,000, and I said, "How can you do that?" And sure enough, that company—you've seen them. I mean, they're everywhere. They have sold so many TVs. Now, There's two other TVs I like that I can recommend. If you want to get a smart TV with the smarts built in, there's a really nice TV from Roku and TCL. It's called the TCL Roku TV. So that one's really nice. Okay. And then another one I really like is from Amazon called the Amazon Element TV. And if you go on their website, just search Amazon Element. And the cool thing about those two TVs is that one has Roku built in, which is a nice Roku interface, and one has Amazon Fire TV built in. And not only do they have those built in, you can also attach an antenna to those TVs and watch your local programming, which is really nice in this day and age.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah, so, perfect. And I know, obviously any TV can take an antenna, but not necessarily. These integrate it into the smart TV screen, so that's the big difference. Of course, you can always switch an input, but this makes it on your main TV. So right. I've tested both of those TVs. They're really cool. They're a great price point. So I think that that would probably be a good value for you, so...
Perfect. I wrote it all down.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Watch your show every day.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right. Wow. You guys, fast and furious with the questions here. Let me get two questions real quick, or let me just do one question here real quick. Okay. This is from Isidro. Isidro. Isidro? I'm totally butchered your name. But here's the question. Mr. DeMiro was wondering where my wife and I can sell our used but in excellent shape Galaxy Note 4s and Galaxy S5s. We have two of each and recently opted out for iPhone 7s. Ooh, your time and help are greatly appreciated. Well, here's the deal. So what I would say, I would try Facebook first. That's the first place to sell these things. And I'm not saying Facebook Marketplace. Just put a post on Facebook and say, hey, anyone want to buy a Galaxy Note 4 or a Galaxy S5? You never know. You've got a lot of friends out there. Someone might need a new phone. That's my first place because that's going to be your cheapest because it doesn't cost you anything. And you can do the transaction with your friends or your neighbors. Then here's my rankings. If you want the most money but the most work, go on eBay. So eBay is going to be the most work to sell your phone, but you're also going to get the most return on it. And now both these phones, Galaxy S5, Galaxy Note 4, you're not going to get very much for these. They're not worth that much. But you will find someone to buy them, I assume, but you're not going to get that much. At least on eBay, you'll get a fair market price because it's a perfect store. Glyde, G-L-Y-D-E. This is a place to buy and sell phones. Now, you don't have to do that much work with Glyde, but you also don't get as much. So I'm going down the list here. So you're getting less and less everything I mentioned. But Glyde might not support these two models. You can definitely sell iPhones on there and some of the newer Samsungs, but maybe not these devices. So that's Glyde, G-L-Y-D-E. And finally, if you want to just unload these things as fast as you can, just go to gazelle.com, and Gazelle is fast. That's the name. That will be the fastest way to unload a phone, but you also get the very least. And if you want to do it locally, there's a service called Eco ATM. You can look up those in your area. They're owned by Coinstar, and you literally just deposit your phone in this thing. It's like a little recycling kind of electronics recycling bin, but it's digital. So you throw your phone in there, and it gives you like a little gift card for whatever it's worth. These phones will not be worth very much. So good question. Thanks for asking that. All right, before we go, let me just tell you some Alexa Easter eggs. So if you have If you have one of those Amazon smart speakers, if you have an Amazon smart speaker, here's some of the things you can say for Halloween. You can say, blank, what should I be for Halloween? Blank, what's your favorite scary movie? Blank, what are you being for Halloween? Blank, let's get spooky. Blank, sing a spooky song. Or you can ask for some Halloween jokes. You can ask for some Halloween hacks. And if you have kids at home, you can do Scooby-Doo Mystery Theater. This is an interactive storytelling skill for kids and families. So basically, all you have to do is you have to enable the skill and say, blank, open Scooby-Doo. And I think if you just say that to A, it will say, I don't have that skill yet. Can you please, you want me to enable that skill? And then you can enable the skill. So again, blank, open Scooby-Doo. So if you want to have some fun with Miss A, you can say, what's your favorite scary movie? What are you being for Halloween? Halloween jokes. And if you're into Stranger Things, I've got some Halloween some Stranger Things Easter eggs for you. So you can say, A, yes. And by the way, I see on the Facebook Live, Adam asks, can A spit out candy? Yes, she can, because you can order stuff through her. So you can ask for, hey, order me some candy. Try saying to A for Stranger Things, are we in the upside down? Friends don't lie. Do you like waffles? Now, I only watched the first episode of Stranger Things, so I guess I need to catch up on that. So I'm not versed on the whole waffle hack, but I know that's a recurring theme because Lyft is doing some rides with a Stranger Things mode, and I guess the waffle is there too. That's going to do it. Wow. Thanks so much for joining me today. Well, usually I do a little rapid fire segment here, but I think we're running out of time here, so I got to go. You can find me on the KTLA5 morning news on weekdays around 5:15, 7:50, and 9:30 a.m. You can also see me on various stations around the U.S. Check your local listings. Well, you can't really check your local listings because you won't find me on there. But if you see me pop up on your local news, then just wave at the TV. Don't forget to check out my website, richontech.tv, where I have links to everything I mention here and on air. And please subscribe to this podcast. Just search Rich on Tech in your favorite podcasting app. If you're on iOS, my favorite is Overcast. And if you're on Android, it's Pocket Casts. And also tell your friends, because come on, don't keep me a secret. We want to get in front of as many people as possible. That's going to do it for me. I'm Rich DeMiro. I will see you next time. Thanks so much for listening to Rich on Tech Live.